Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Gas Buddy, the head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. Good morning, Pat.
Good to be with you. Good morning.
You know what? Yesterday, I'm driving home, and I swear this is true. I kid a little, but I never lie. I passed a gas station, and I saw the price of regular was, I think, like $2.40 or something like that a gallon. And then I went another three blocks, and the gas station, $2.19 a gallon. So did something happen like yesterday? All of a sudden, the prices went down?
Well, you know, we tend to see those discrepancies pretty frequently, especially in Chicago. It's almost like one station really wants your business and the other one is like, well, you know, we'll hope they fill up here anyway. So, you know, it's amazing those discrepancies, but you know, it's exactly why motorists need to be paying attention for what they're paying.
I was reading the other day about how we're wasting money, or many of us are wasting money on premium gasoline. The American Automobile Association found that Americans are wasting $2 billion a year buying premium that they don't need. So is this because many people don't know what kind of fuel their car is meant to take, or they think somehow they're going to get better performance or long-term reliability by using a higher grade of gas? What's the story there?
I think all of the above. I think people think premium somehow will unleash horsepower, and they, you know, they think it's somehow higher quality. The difference really is simply octane, and if your car is designed to use it, it can benefit from it. But many cars on the road today still do not have any way to utilize that. It's basically the engine computer in your vehicle is hard-coded from the factory, and it's either coded to use premium, and you know, if you put premium in, or I should say, if you put premium in a car that doesn't need it, you're not doing anything. You're just wasting money. Here in Chicago, some of the stations, at least around me here in the city, premium's $1.20 more. And that's a lot of money to flush down the toilet if you don't need it.
Yeah, no kidding. So if your car requires it or benefits from premium, it should say so in the owner's manual or sometimes on the fuel tank or on the door, right?
That's exactly it. Look at your user's manual. That's probably the most common place. Some vehicles that even recommend premium. Now, be careful there. There's two different words, recommend premium and require premium, because some vehicles also recommend premium. But, of course, you don't have to use it then. There's a lot of late model vehicles. I think of a Mazda CX-5 that's turbocharged that they can run on both. Now, you do, in that case, because the vehicle's higher performance, you do unlock more horsepower for that specific vehicle. But a lot of vehicles that are, say, over 5 or 10 years old, they don't have that flexibility. So, again, pay attention to the user's manual, the fuel door, like you said.
So you have your premium and then regular, of course, and then there's a mid-grade in between. And there's a big price difference, as you say, between all those and the octane rating. What is that exactly anyway? I mean, I've heard it measures the fuel's resistance to ignition, but I don't understand what that means. Can you explain that?
It basically means that when your car is pulling air in, that basically the fuel, which is under so much pressure, may pre-ignite that fuel with the 87, which is regular. That fuel, when the engine is shoving so much air into it, that fuel may pre-ignite, because it's boy, how to explain this in kind of layman's terms?
Yeah, I know. Sorry.
You know, you don't want to pre-ignite too. You don't want to ignite that fuel too early, and that fuel is a lower octane. So that is something that happens or can happen. That's the old term, knock. You know, if you're towing something, you may hear the engine pinging or knocking. That's pre-ignition. And so premium has a better resistance to that fuel igniting too early. And that's why more of the high horsepower applications require premium, is because it can resist that catastrophic engine knock better.
Well, at a, more than a buck a gallon more, I can hear a few knocks. It's okay. What's going on with the price at the pump, Patrick, and heading into the Thanksgiving holiday? We expect any changes, drastic changes?
Well, we may see some changes. Now, the average price across Chicagoland, $2.29 this morning. Pretty good considering last year was $2.77. Plenty of stations in Lockport, Romeoville, basically around the city, outside the city center, that are under $2 a gallon. In fact, the Sam's Club in Calumet City is $1.76. Oil prices have kind of lurched up by about 15 to 20% in the last couple of weeks. And that's because some of this positive vaccine news has kind of given optimism to the market. Your 401k is probably much better than it was a couple weeks ago, but that has also affected the price of oil. So as we hit the road for Thanksgiving, don't be surprised if you see some of those ultra low, those under $2 prices disappear. And if, you know, if you have access to one of those stations, I would fill up. So don't be surprised if some of those lowest price stations go up because of the jump in oil. Overall, I think prices may continue to go up between now and Christmas based on that positive news.
I was thinking fewer cars on the road maybe for Thanksgiving this time. But then I started thinking, well, wait a minute, people are afraid to fly. Maybe more people are driving. We'll have to wait and see. What are the predictions?
Well, you know, we just put out a study yesterday that asked how many Americans are hitting the road this year. And great question. I mean, Thanksgiving, we all have traditions. Last year, two-thirds of Americans said that they were going to hit the road, according to our study last year. This year, one-third of Americans hitting the road. So that's a pretty big drop for Thanksgiving. And you know, conventional wisdom would say, yeah, you know, prices may go up if there's more people on the road, but we're expecting quite a few fewer people on the road this Thanksgiving. I think a lot of it has to do with coronavirus shutdowns. You know, navigating all of that can be kind of tricky.
Yeah, for sure. Good information, as always, from Gas Buddy and Patrick DeHaan. Appreciate it, Patrick. You have a good day.
My pleasure. Thanks.